Harper Audio presents Here Come the Black Helicopters, UN Global Governance and the Loss of Freedom by Dick Morris and Eileen McGann. Read by Pete Larkin. To our founding fathers, let us preserve the great nation they built. Warning: reading this book and adopting its premise may be dangerous to your reputation and lead to criticism and ridicule from liberals, globalists, and radical environmentalists. But understand this: if they have their way, the America we know and love will no longer exist, because their plans for global governance through the United Nations and its related agencies are at serious odds with our democratic traditions, values, and laws. We must stop them before it's too late. But what do the black helicopters refer to? The term "the black helicopter crowd" has become a derisive liberal buzz phrase used to categorize those who question the movement for global governance. Anyone who believes that there are currently serious attempts to transfer American autonomy to the United Nations or to an international commission is labeled as a kook, a conspiracy theorist, a member of the black helicopter crowd. Of course, we don't believe that there are actual black helicopters on the way to conquer the United States, but we do believe that the term black helicopters is a useful metaphor to capture this attempt to erode our sovereignty by a network of United Nations treaties, codes, guidelines, and other resolutions. We think they have reached a critical mass, and that it is time to stop them. That's what we mean by, "Here come the black helicopters." Part 1. The future of our country, and of our freedom, is in grave danger. There is a genuine and growing threat to our freedom and autonomy as a nation. Here's why. The folks at the United Nations and their globalist allies in the United States are determined to take away our national sovereignty. They don't want us to be an independent United States of America. They want us to be just one of the many members of a United States of the world. And they want us to think of ourselves as citizens of the world, not just of the United States. Make no mistake about it, they are deadly serious about this misguided proposition, and they're working night and day to make sure it happens. Why? Because they think that our existing democratic system is outdated and obsolete in this modern globalized world. They want to replace it with what they believe is a more relevant and all-encompassing worldwide system for governing under the auspices of the United Nations, one that dilutes and negates the power of the United States of America, one that makes each country an equal, regardless of their productivity, population, or economic strength. Under their proposals, Monaco, St. Kitts, and the United States would have equal voting power. The Lilliputians will rule the giants. That's their goal. They call it global governance. We call it the end of freedom, the day when the virtual black helicopters land. And believe us, in this case they are out to create an alternate source of governance, one that we cannot control, and one that is meant to homogenize the United States. So watch out. The black helicopters are metaphorically on the way. Where did the name come from? Well, decades ago, groups opposed to intrusive government actions and those who feared an attempt to create a new world order with a global government complained of surveillance by black helicopters, particularly in the western United States. Many of them feared that UN personnel were piloting the helicopters. In the 1990s, Congresswoman Helen Chenoweth, Republican from Idaho, held hearings about the alleged use of black helicopters by the Federal Fish and Wildlife Bureau to harass farmers and ranchers in her state. Apparently, she was onto something. The Environmental Protection Agency recently admitted that it sanctions unannounced aerial surveillance flyovers in order to monitor compliance with the Clean Water Act in the West. So now the phrase black helicopter crowd is used to paint as crackpots anyone who fears government intrusion and usurpation of our national government to a global entity. The phrase is a favorite propaganda tool of some prominent liberals who use it whenever they want to mock conservatives.